Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. The argument by Kenneth Michael Plaisance is a combination of law, poetry, and steaming hot 200 shades of silver, called The Twist of Erotic Fiction with a Legal Twist, as attorney Kenneth Starr gives readers an entryway into the world of power, taking on DNA and child support issues. Kenneth is a personal injury attorney, practices in Louisiana and Texas, also admitted to practice in the U.S. Supreme Court. He's litigated discrimination and retaliation cases and handled federal, state, and city civil service appeals. Kenneth has a Master of Laws in Employment Law, currently practicing in New Orleans, Louisiana. His legal career of more than 29 years has brought him to his true passion of writing. Although he's written a book of poetry, Seriously and Deliriously Still in Love with You, The Argument is his first attempt to write as an author of a novel. Kenneth Michael Plaisance, author of The Argument, joining us on This Week in America. Kenneth, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Yeah, it's good to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
It is our pleasure. Looking forward to talking about the book, receiving excellent reviews. The book is The Argument, available at Amazon. We'll give you that throughout the program. I mentioned this distinguished legal career that you are having. When did you first realize you wanted to be a writer? Because you're really good at this.
I've been writing poetry since I was in high school. So writing was something that I like to do in terms of poetry. But this novel was a challenge, a real big challenge that I'm glad I've done. Yeah.
Well, and you've done it, as I say, so successfully. The finished product is The Argument. Talk about the background, where you came up with the idea, why you decided this was going to be the topic you wrote about, the theme you talked about for your first novel.
Well, I took a case all the way up to the United States Supreme Court. It's a DNA expert that I had represented, and he had gotten some serious information in terms of DNA, in terms of he says that the science is good, but you got to calibrate those machines every time you do a DNA test. And the laboratory he was trying to get information from didn't want to give it to him, so he tried to subpoena the records. And the judge didn't allow it, and they put him in jail like four times, and then they found him dead in bed. So I kind of had the framework already.
Oh, yes.
With respect to the case, and I'll just add that I thought that maybe it might get a little boring in terms of the legal terminology and so forth. So let me add some stuff in there, just kind of make it fictional, you know.
Well, you did that. As they say, a taste of erotic fiction along with a legal twist. You'll find all of that. It's such a great story unfolding in an entertaining way in the book by Kenneth Michael Plaisance, The Argument. We'll give you all the information on where to find that as we progress through the program. Once you got this idea and realized, wow, this is nothing stranger than real life, and this is going to make a great book, how long did it take you to write this?
Well, I think in 2013 is when I started representing the gentleman. So I already had, like I said, I already had that framework, I already had the file already done. So in terms of editing, it took like 2 years. So I stayed since 2013, yeah. So about 6 years, maybe seven, yeah.
Let's go back to the beginning on this. You mentioned you've been interested in poetry for a long time. That turned into writing this novel, The Argument. What inspired you to start writing? Let's go back with that interest in poetry. When did that begin, and when did that spill over to wanting to write a novel?
Well, I just kind of fell in love with words, I guess. And we had a teacher that, and we had to have words, I guess spelling as a part of the course in high school, and he was a teacher of English, but we also had to have words and in terms of knowing the definitions and so forth. And so I kind of got really, really good at, you know, I guess dotting my I's, crossing my T's with respect to words and their definition. And from there, just connecting them to certain, you know, rhymes and so forth. And I can remember my first poem, you know, when, you know, I am man, you know, don't take me for my call, you know. that was 16 when I wrote that. So, you know, it's a pleasure in terms of putting things together. And then it just comes to me, inspiration, I think, from God. And so that's how I've loved the word, how to put it together, and all the buzzwords, you know, and particularly when I was in law school, there was phrases and buzzwords and so forth that I fell in love with, you know, justice and you know, righteousness, and justice and righteousness don't always coincide.
Exactly.
So those things keeps me excited about writing. Yeah.
The book is The Argument. The author is Kenneth Michael Plaisance. That's Plaisance. You'll find the book at Amazon, the usual places. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll be able to link on and get information on Kenneth's book, The Argument, the first novel, and doing exceptionally well. It sounds like there's sort of an overlap, is there, between your interest in writing and the law. You talk about words are important as you're presenting your case, whether it's orally or in written form. Words are extremely important, and you're a storyteller there as well. Is there an overlap between the two careers?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think that the structure, once you become an attorney, you've got to, you're kind of structured in terms of putting, the law together, the issues, the analysis, the rule of law, and then the conclusion. So you get that type of, and then researching, you know, researching was a thing that attorneys have to do as well. So that just kind of like when you say overlap, into a book, the research came quickly, and I was able to get to the things that I needed to get to, and then just sitting down and writing it, and then editing it. Like I said, took 2 years. So that was the patience. You have to have patience for the editing part of it, you know. But yeah, it overlaps. I mean, I think that as an attorney, you read so much and you write so much, it looks like you could write a book, you know. Mostly, I could write a book on mostly all my cases. In fact, I'm going to have another one coming out maybe in a year or so. So I'm kind of excited about, you know, writing, yeah.
Well, I was going to ask where you get ideas, if you know, the poetry, the other books that you may be working on, and it comes, obviously, from real life for you. What's it like creating your world as you're going through the circumstances you talk about in the book, the argument? You've got legal constraints. You do something and you have to wait for a judge or a jury to respond. Now you're the judge, the jury, you're the whole judicial system as you're writing. What's that like to have that freedom where you can take it anywhere you want to go? It's Kenneth's world.
Yeah. It's truly freedom. And it's fun. It's like it comes to you at different parts. At least it comes to me at nighttime, you know, and I'll just get up and I'll just start writing.
Oh, yes.
I think one of the things in terms of this book, when I took it up to the United States Supreme Court, I took a writ. And the writ, the United States Supreme Court doesn't have to hear the writ. They can say deny, and then, you know, Mr. Plaisance, we denied it and go about your business, you know. I wanted to publish it. So I said, well, I'm going to do it myself. You know, I'm going to publish my own stuff, you know. And so that's where I guess it came to this one. But I thought it was a good case. At first I didn't want to take it, but it was a good case. And so I think, like I said, most of the things that I write about is experiences and the cases that I have litigated. And it's a great thing to have that foundation and then to move it into a book form, and I thought that was exciting, and it's done now, you know, and, and I'm out here.
And people can enjoy it. That's the nice thing. The book is The Argument. And in the case, there's a calibration, as you mentioned, that instrument utilized in the testing of DNA. And as I'm reading this, I'm wondering, is this possible? And it sounds like this is based on fact.
Well, of course, my client went to Harvard, and he worked for MIT, and he was a quality control expert scientist in laboratories. So he always had to write papers and make sure that everything is quality control, you know. And so he said those machines that calibrate, in particular the laboratory he tried to subpoena the information from, had a contract with most of the states, and I think the United States government as well. And so they were getting inundated with a lot of tests. I think they had like 13 people in the laboratory testing like 20,000 tests. So you can see where they can just be signing affidavits, just to sign affidavits so they can get it off their desk.
Yes.
So that's what he was trying to, I guess, correlate or connect the dots with, you know, and they didn't want to give it to him. They really didn't want to give it to him. And So that's where it all came in. That's some interesting information. But this was an actual scientist and an actual laboratory expert in DNA sequencing and testing. Yeah.
This is just, it's a thought-provoking, entertaining book, The Argument, by Kenneth Michael Plaisance, our guest on the program. I mentioned the book's available at Amazon. You talk about you're out there now. You've got the book published. Where's the best place to buy a book, and how can people interact with you? Do you have social media accounts where you can actually have a conversation going with someone?
Yeah, you can buy the book in Barnes & Noble's and also at Amazon, and I think there's Kindle ebooks. So there's all three of those sources or ways to get a copy of it or read it. To blog or to I'm starting to get that the blogging and what have you up and running. But I think you can go to KMP or Kenneth Michael Plaisance author.com. But I think it's being tweaked right now, but it should be up and running in the near future.
And if you Google that will come up, the website, when it's up and running, Kenneth Michael Plaisance, and that's spelled Plaisance. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll find that information, be able to log on there. What does the family think, family and friends, of your writing? Now it's not just something you've talked about doing, you've worked on for a couple of years in the editing process. It's done. You've got the book. You're holding a copy of it. It's got your name on it as the author. You're now the published author. What's this been like for family?
Well, I think they're encouraging. They've always been encouraging. I do some other work in terms of CDs of audio CDs, jazz with the poetry, and so they're very excited about that. With respect to the book, when you talk about the 100 Shades of Silver, I've got some church members that was very surprised at that, but I just wanted to make it interesting, you know, very interesting, you know, but. They talk about it, but they read the book anyway, you know what I'm saying? So,
yes.
So it's a good read. It's a good read. But I think they're encouraging, and they know that this is a passion of mine. And so I can, you know, I can count on them for some support and what have you as well.
Well, you walk into church on Sunday and people look a little differently at you, you know, okay, that's good. They just got a copy of The Argument. So they've actually had a chance to read this and be entertained. I know as an attorney, the last thing you want are surprises. As an author, were there things that surprised you, especially first time out writing a novel like this? Were there things that like, well, I'm going to do this differently next time. I didn't realize it was going to go this way.
I mean, the editing was most of the biggest surprise. I think once you have the book, you think that that's it, and let's get it out. I got the book, I wrote it, and let's get it out. But I think that the editing, that was kind of, you know, daunting. but it's done. But I was like almost crying because I had, they kept sending it back and I had to keep on reading and editing. And so, yeah, the editing part is really the surprise that I had. And then the feedback, I think a lot of people love the book. You know, that's surprising as well. Every time somebody said they loved the book, it just surprises me, you know.
What happens?
Those are two surprises.
Yeah, what happens when someone is critical of the book, says something, and you're bound to run into somebody that throws something out there? How do you handle that? And being an attorney, again, that's probably something you're used to dealing with.
Yeah, pretty much. You got to have like thick skin as an attorney, and so as a book writer as well. So any critic, I take it as constructive criticism. And then any negative publicity or whatever is also good publicity. So, yes. But I don't get too much in terms of negative criticism, you know, yet. It might come up later, but
no,
as time goes on, I haven't had it.
It's so well done. I'm sure that is the case. A couple minutes left in the program. What were some of the challenges that you're working on this? It's taken you a while to work on this. You've got the busy legal career as well. Was time sort of juggling time? Was that one of the challenges?
Yeah. I'd had to sense the time out early in the morning, and sometimes I would go and sit in the library or at Barnes & Noble's and just sit there for like 4 to 5 hours a day, just trying to get it done, you know. But the time aspect, get up early, you know, from 4 to 9 and try to put something down or edit it or whatever. And then try to spend as much time over the weekend to get it together as well. So I was always in Barnes and Nobles because they have so many books in there. I was trying to take all the authors' experiences from every book at Barnes and Nobles at the library so they could, you know.
Well, that's great inspiration there, to be there with all of the books and the published authors. So that's probably a great place to find motivation. Yeah. A minute or so here. The main character in the book is the attorney Kenneth Starr. Is that based on you? Can we read some of the characteristics of Kenneth Starr into you?
Yes, I think, yeah. You could, although it's fiction, you know, you can. I like the name Kenneth Starr. It was an attorney that it was out back in the 90s that was a federal, prosecutor.
Oh, yes.
And his name
yes.
was Kenneth Starr.
Yep.
So I kind of like that name, you know, so I just took it and then ran with it. I just, you know. But for the most part, yeah, it is my most of my experiences with judges and with other attorneys and so forth and how you navigate through the court systems from the district court to the appellate court to the Supreme Court, you know. And so it was very interesting putting that twist on it as well.
Well, and it's an interesting journey to an outsider to see how that happens. And you don't make this a legal textbook. You make this a very entertaining novel, which is why your book, The Argument, is doing so well. One just final question here. What's this been like? What's the highlight of writing this book so far for you? Because I can tell your passion for writing and the fact that you're thrilled that it's over with now. The editing process is done. It's out there. People are enjoying it. What's been the highlight for you in writing the book?
The feedback, the great feedback that I get. We had some book signings, at Barnes and Nobles, and we had great feedback from that. And right before the COVID-19, situation, we were supposed to go to L.A. and just stay out there, Los Angeles, and just go to different bookstores and have some fun with it, but you know that situation happened, and it's only delayed. It's never denied. It's delayed.
Well, exactly.
So hopefully, starting off again.
Yeah, hopefully we'll find a time here soon when you're able to get out and do that and enjoy interacting with the fans of the book. The book is The Argument. Kenneth Michael Plaisance is our guest on the program, the author. That's Plaisance. You'll find the book at barnesandnoble.com, Amazon, all of the usual places. Kenneth, a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on the success with The Argument. Looking forward to a follow-up novel here. Thank you for spending some time with us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Kenneth Michael Plaisance, the author of The Argument. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.